Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you're able to join me today for the broadcast. I look forward to this time every day. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're delighted to have you. The last several broadcasts, I've been talking about what does it mean to be created in the image of God. And what I closed yesterday's broadcast with just sort of a brief overview of some of the ways of thinking that people have adopted regarding who man is. Some say that, you know, they make superheroes of us, and some basically, well, we're nothing more than an intelligent animal, those who believe that we're just a body. And some say what makes us human is that we have a soul, mind, will, emotions. Others say that we're just essentially a product of our environment. Some say that we're just a spirit, which is the immaterial part of our being, and that to, you know, experience fulfillment or realization, you basically have to forfeit desire and will. And that's the point of Buddhism or Hinduism or yoga. You want to try to separate from your body. And so there's a whole panorama of different takes and viewpoints of what it means to be human. But the Word of God gives us the clear, truthful explanation of who we are, that we are a whole person, that our being is intimately connected together, spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 is very clear. This is a prayer. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you can't fix someone, heal someone, save someone, transform someone by addressing just one aspect of their being. You have to deal with the whole person, and that's what God does. In fact, the slogan of Unveiled Christ Ministry that the Lord gave Brother Glass back in 1965 when this ministry was started was the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. And every part of us, our body, our what goes on in our mind, our emotions, our spirit, all of that is deeply affected and interrelated. We can't separate them. We can't say, well, one won't influence the other. And in fact, modern science is proving, medicine, that much of the illnesses that we have are produced because of, you know, stress or negative mental and emotional states. They're not so much organic. I mean, they become organic, but it's because of this interrelation and the effect, negative effect of what's going on in a person's psyche. So, beloved, we have to address the whole person, and that's what God does. Another, I was sharing what are some of the errors, categories of errors regarding humanity, and another one is that we're defined by what we do rather than who we are. But what if you can't do anything? Are you less human? This view emphasizes the exercise of dominion over creation. You know, psychology just deals primarily with just the soul, but we need help in all areas. And that's the beautiful thing that Jesus did. He said, "It is finished." So he redeems us in all three of our areas. When we receive his redemption, his salvation, our spirit is born again. Our spirit becomes alive. And we're able to renew our mind through the Word of God. And our body has become the very temple of the Holy Spirit. So and he's provided for our healing. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, not just physically, but I hold that to cover emotional needs as well. Many people have been wounded emotionally, hurt, and still bear the scars. They need the healing that only God can give. So that's just sort of an overview of the various ways that in today's world people look at what it means to be human. But now let's go another tack for a moment, and something that's been quite controversial over the last number of decades, and that is, when does human life begin? Well, I think we could accurately say, scientifically and medically, it's been proven and it's beyond debate that human life begins at conception. And there are many scriptures that confirm that life begins at conception, and that an unborn child is an independent life form in the womb. That unborn child is an image bearer of God. Let's share some scripture. Psalm 51 and 5 says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Luke 1 and 15 says, "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink." This is referring to John the Baptist. "He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb." Praise God. And Psalm 139, 13 and 16 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." Hallelujah. So that's when human life begins. Now, if we're image bearers of God, what can we look to as an example? Who's the best image of God? Well, we have a wonderful example, and if you've been following, you probably know by now who that is. That's Jesus. Jesus alone has imaged God perfectly. Look at his life. Practice imaging him. The fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in him, the scriptures say. Let me share a few other scriptures. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, "Lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." Colossians 1:15 says, "He is the image of the invisible God." It can't get any plainer than that. "The firstborn over all creation." And Hebrews 1 and 3 says, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person." Jesus said very clearly in John the 12th chapter, verse 45, "And he who sees me sees him who sent me." John 14 and 9 says, Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you've not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" So, beloved, what can we say to all this? If you want to know what you're supposed to look like, look to Jesus. He is the one who's perfectly imaged God. He is our perfect example. Praise the Lord. Now, how do we image God? This is important to consider. Romans 8 and 29 says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." In order for us to reflect God, we need to continually to be made more and more like Jesus. Praise God. So, how does this happen? Well, Colossians 3, 9, and 10 tells us, "Don't lie to one another, since you put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him." Beloved, we need to study the life of Jesus. He was the perfect image bearer of God. But, you know, we have to do something in order to be an image bearer. We have to make a choice, and that is to put on the new man. To be Christian, by definition, is one who's put off an old way of life and has put on a new way of life. So we need to align ourselves with him who represents the very image of God, Jesus. We need to be who God says we are. Are you still lying? Are you stealing? Are you involved in adultery or fornication? Well, beloved, that's not putting on the new man. That's the old man in action. And we need to align ourselves with what the Word says. Basically, have you ever gone into those what are the amusement parks, the fun houses, they have like a house of mirrors. I remember that as a child. It'd be so much fun. You go to a mirror and some of them would make you really short and squat and others would be tall and skinny, or you'd have a really big head. Well, we see through a glass darkly, right? There's a time coming, we'll see face to face, but we want to reflect a true and a perfect image. And since we are an image bearer, we mirror God to this world. Have you heard that phrase? You know, you're the only epistle that some people will ever read, the only gospel, the only word of God. We are his ambassadors. And sin makes us a cracked mirror, basically. Are we reflecting God or the human sin, carnal nature? And beloved, we need to allow the Lord to heal us. Let God heal that broken part of you. You know, this is a really big issue for the church today. So many need deep inner healing of wounds and scars that only God can do. And as a result, so many have been hurt, they've been put off, they've started to go to church and they've been so offended and distressed and disappointed that they've just turned their back on God and walked away from the church. Beloved, that's a hard burden to bear. And so we need to reflect Jesus. Let's close this broadcast with a short time of prayer. Father, you see all the things that I've shared and your people have received. And Lord, it's our desire that we could be a perfect example of what your heart is like, that we would be beautiful image bearers of the God who created us anew and afresh in your righteousness, Lord. And we have no righteousness of our own. It's as filthy rags, but you've clothed us with the righteousness of Christ Jesus. So Lord, all those imperfect areas of our lives, all those areas where we're not reflecting Jesus, heal us, O God. Heal us and we shall be healed. And then Lord, as we partake of that healing for the whole man, body, soul, and spirit, that we will be your joy-filled, power-filled, spirit-filled ambassadors, speaking God's word, speaking the truth in love, and people will be drawn to us. I have always loved, Lord, that phrase, you know, preach the gospel and if necessary, use words. So, Lord, make our very lives, our examples, representatives of the agape love of God the Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it. Bless the Lord. Amen. Well, the announcer will give you our contact information. Please write. Love to hear from you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,